Workers in Escambia County with an associate degree average just over $57,000 per year, according to the Florida College Access Network. Those with only a high school diploma average about half that.
Achieve Escambia was founded almost 2 years ago by leaders in our business community who wanted a new way of approaching the kinds of long-term deep changes we're interested in making from cradle to career.
Executive Director Kimberly Krupa says their goal is to raise the number of those with at least a two-year degree to 60% by 2025. The Florida average is around 39%.
We are excited to get started. This is a long-term journey, commitment of hundreds of people. We've got a really caring community of people who know what work we have to do and are committed to getting it done.
The 60% figure is also the goal for the FCAN, but a similar group's mark to be reached in 2025 is a bit more flexible.
The State Higher Education Coordinating Council has what they call a rise to 55. So we're hoping between 55% and 60% post-secondary attainment is not only possible, but that the trends are heading in that direction.
With three colleges in Escambia County offering four-year courses, UWF, Pensacola State, and Pensacola Christian, along with Northwest Florida State in Niceville and various satellite campuses, that 40% figure appears to be too low. But Krupa says it's more than just degrees.
An important part of this is being inclusive of alternatives to vocational and skills-based training. So in that 60% attainment is not just the two-year and the four-year college degree, but alternative pathways to the middle class.
Currently in society, four-year degrees are what the Georgetown University Center on Education in the Workforce calls the gold standard.
People with a four-year degree still have a competitive advantage, about $15,000 to $20,000 income difference annually between a two-year degree and a four-year degree. And we need to change that.
Part of that change heading toward their 2025 goal, says Krupa, is opening the door to vocational training programs that she says are now stigmatized, with names such as dead ends and a ceiling on your career.
Often it's said nobody in Congress and no leading CEO in America started out in technical training programs. And why is that? Is that because people who start out in technical training programs don't have the chops to make it as a leader of a major business or a leader of our country? I don't think so.
Achieve Escambia's approach to meet the goal is a nuts and bolts cross-sector collaboration. Local decisions to local challenges, such as aligning the system beginning in middle school.
Through that two-year degree or that technical certification, all the way up to the four-year and beyond. So the approach is improving the flow of information, building a network of partnerships, improving awareness of the value of a post-secondary degree or credential, and closing income earnings.
Another tool in the toolbox is an incentive for high school students to graduate, free application for federal student aid or FAFSA. Krupa says a lot of education money is out there for the taking.
Last year, we left almost $2 million on the table right here in Escambia County. The FAFSA can be completed as early as October 1st. It is the qualifier for Pell Grants. Most of the students who aren't filling out the FAFSA qualify for Pell Grants. So it's an access issue. It's an awareness issue.
More information about Achieve Escambia can be found at the group's website, achieveescambia.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.